Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus for Chaim Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Disbasia, and is based on the Sefer Yemos HaMashiach Bahalocha, a fascinating Sefer. Rambam, in the 12th parak of Hilchos Malachim, says, don't think that the Yemos HaMashiach is going to be a bittul darvin hagashal olam. There's going to be a zachidish and ma'ase bereishis. Olam kim min hago noig, and the nevuah about the wolf lying with the lamb is a mashal. It just means that the Jewish people are going to be sitting with the rishayim in peace. V'yachzeru kulam ledas ha'emes, and everybody is going to return to the true religion. La'yigzlo yishchisu al yochel davar mutar b'nachas ki Yisrael. They're not going to be destructive. They're going to eat pleasantly with the Jewish people. Things are going to be good. They're going to be peaceful. In the Makoros and Tzionim, in the Frankel edition of the Rambam, on Vayachzru Lados Amos, he writes, Brachas Nun Zayin Amid Beish, Hasidim Lizgayer, Avodah Zarah Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, Kulam Gerim Lasid Lavo. Hayan Leil Sof Perek Dalag Avimel Shtiyah Magamotzel Harim Das Emes. In other words, what he's saying is, so earlier the Rambam says that the king is supposed to elevate the true religion. So it means Judaism. So here also Das Emes means they're going to convert. And that's the Gemara in Brachas. And Zayin Amid Beis, Shasidim Lesgayer, and the Gemara Avodah Zarah, and Daf Chof Dalet. That they're going to convert. So, in the Frankel Rambam, whoever wrote that piece wants to say that the Goyim are going to convert to Judaism, and that's the Rambam says they're going to come back to the Das Emes. And so it's the Ran in its Droshes, the Rosh Zayin, Echem, and Ayudim, Agadolim, Shiad, Bivyas, Meshichenu, Huzekom, Kiyaza, Afoch, Olam, Esaf, Arulik, Kukulam, Hashem, Hashem, Ech, Hashem, Hashem, Ulov, Dor, Shem, Echad, Yotze, Bezek, Kolumus, Yeshu, Lem, Unasenu, Kuklali, Ator, Bifrotea, Kfi, Da'atenu, Zer, Shem, Esachas, Avedizar, Mai, Oisvei, Lelechav, Rav, Rav, Lazar, Kitzankedi Kabtulach, Umrevelez, Kulum Gay and Groom Him Lossid Lobo, Shemakiazafo, Halam Suffer Bru, Maskular of Yasef, Tommy of Oidizaru, the Hadri Bramalai, Lodishem Echoxid, Rekran is Barish Kalumus, Yeshuvalam Unasainu, Hopirte and Mitzvah Dame Kalam Radkan Lashainu. So the Ran and his Droshes cites the Gemara in the Sechas of Oidizara that we referenced before. Gemara says that Ravami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha were sitting on Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's porch, Chof Dalet. One of them began and said, and so too did Rav Elazar disqualify animals purchased from idol worshippers for all of the offerings. The other one of them said, what did his colleagues, what did the rabbis do prior to Elazar when he ruled idolaters, animals unfit for sacrifices? He quoted the pasuk called Tzen Keder Yakov Tzulach. All the flocks of Keder be gathered unto you, they'll be brought with favor upon my altar. And Rabbi Lazar retorted, so what do you learn from that pasuk? You see from that pasuk that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the finest sheep and goats of idolaters will be sacrificed there. So Rabbi Lazar answered, all the idolaters will become wood gerim gururim. What does it mean, Gerim Gururim? So Rashi says, Gerim Gururim, Me'atzmam Nigrom Lizgayer, Af Pishen Makavim also. So Rashi says, Pshat and Gerim Gururim is they're not going to be real converts. They're going to want to convert. But we're not going to accept them. But since they want to convert, they're not going to be real idolaters anymore. So their animals aren't puzzle. The reason the animals of idolaters are puzzle is because we suspect sodomy. Rechoshesh, that there was bestiality that was committed with this animal. And Mimela, if they leave their paganic practices, they will no longer be having such relationships with their animals. So that's why we accept them, not that they're going to convert. Rabbi Yosef says, what's the pasuk that shows that they're going to convert, or at least want, Rashi says, want to convert? Gerim Gurim means Gurim means Jura. They're going to be dragging themselves, but they're not really going to be converts. What's the pasuk? And then I will change the nations to speak a pure language. So they all proclaim the name of Hashem and worship Him with a united resolve. And Abai said to Rav Yosef, no, maybe they're only repenting from idolatry, but they'll do other stuff, other bad stuff. He says, no, Lavdo Shechem Echad. They're going to be serving Hashem. Ad kan midivrei haGemara. So the Ran wants to learn pshat in the Gemara that they're taka going to convert. So maybe the Ran agrees with Rashi that they're not going to be official converts, but they're going to be wannabe converts. They're going to be keeping the mitzvahs. And he continues and he explains what it says in Eicha. Ma shav lecha v'nachamecha. In other words, when you're equal to them, I'm going to console you because all of our quarrels between us and the Ummos are because we have different beliefs. And we don't eat their food and we don't intermarry with them. And therefore it says that when you have one Amunah, I'm going to console you because then there's going to be no more hatred. So the Ran holds that they're going to come to Judaism. Again, whether or not they're going to be official converts, I don't see that in his Lashon. But they're going to come to Judaism, and that's what we have in the Gemara. We have a Machlokas. In the Gemara, what's Pshat Lasid Lavo? We're going to receive their Karbanos, according to one opinion. The Chachamim hold that they're obviously Avodah Zarah, and they're still going to accept their Karbanos. They're not going to be Jews. I don't know what they're going to be serving unless they love what they... There's going to be no other way. But Rabbi Eliezer holds, interesting to understand, Shita Satana Kama. Rabbi Eliezer says they're going to be gay and groom. They're going to be wannabe converts. Again, according to the Chachamim, why would they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer? They're still going to be real idol worshippers. Now, as they bring a raya, that idolaters' animals are fit for karbanos. Because lasid lava, we're going to bring their karbanos. Of course, lasid lava, they're not going to be idolaters anymore. But you see, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, they're going to be gerim gerurim, whatever that means. So on some level, they're going to come to Judaism. Maybe we can bring a raya, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar. The rabbis hold, if you see a place that was uprooted from there, you say, Baruch Sha'akar Akko Merit Seinu. And Shem Shenekra Mimakom Ze came to Akko Mikoma Komus. Bahashiv Lev of Dam Lavdacha. You say, blessed is God who uprooted Avodazara from our land. And just like it was uprooted from this place, so too it should be uprooted from all the places. And you should restore the hearts of those who serve you to serve you. And in Chutz La'aretz you don't say that, because they're mostly of the Avodah Zarah. And Rav Shimon Elazar says, even in Chutz La'aretz you have to say it, because Asidim Lizgayer, in the end they're going to convert. Shenamar Azafu Chalamim Sefer Brura. And the Rambam Paskin is like Rav Shimon Elazar. In Chutz La'aretz you have to say, V'hashiv Lev Avdeim Lavdecha. So Paskin's the Mechaber. So you see from here, you saw that they're going to convert. And therefore we ask God, you're going to Chutz La'aretz, bring their hearts back to you to serve you, because they're going to convert. The tool, it's Tamei and the Rambam, why Paskin of Shimon Elazar Das Yachid, not like the Rabban, the Beis Yosef says, the Paskin's like the Das Yachid, because it's Mestaber, that the Goyim are going to convert. Pnei Moshe, Maharapanim, the Yerushalmi explains that the Rambam Paskin like Shimon Elazar, because that's how Rabbi Yochanan holds in the Yerushalmi. So the Rambam paskins that the Goyim are going to be converting, Lasid Lava. Paskins like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That's what it means, Yachzu L'das Emes, their mom's going to convert. However, in the Likutei Sichas, in the 23rd volume, he brings Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Malachim, and in Ne'ara number 76, he writes, the Mehem Sheikh Lashon HaRambam, Hilchos Malachim Shem Mash, Madein Kavanas HaBazesh, Yiz Gai Rikab L'das Yisrael. So he says, he brings the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, and then in the 76th Ha'ari he writes, and the Hemshech Lashon of Rambam, it doesn't mean. You see from the Rambam, it seems from the Hemshech Lashano that they're not mamish going to convert. But just that, they're not going to cause trouble. They're not mamish, they're going to convert. We're just going to get along with them. They'll appreciate us. But you see numerous places in the Rambam that Das Emes is Das Yisrael, it's the Jewish religion. So that would be mashma, they will convert. And the raya is that they're not going to convert, as if they're going to convert, then it's pasuk shel yigzuv lo yashchisu. The fact that the Rambam had to bring a raya that they're not, tell us that they're not going to be gozo, they're not going to be mashchus, they're not going to steal, they're not going to shalt, means they're not going to convert. The Gemara in Yevamos Chof Dalet Amud Beis, but it's our Gimel Amud Beis, is that we're not makabel ger in the Mosa Mashiach. Just like not in the time of David and not in the time of Shlomo, because they're only doing it because the Jews are so great. So if the Rambam really holds they're not converting, it's because we're not accepting them, because it's too late. You can't, you have to do it not because things are great, it's great to be Jewish. You have to do it fakert, when a person converts, you tell them it's miserable to be Jewish. We suffer so much. So lesed lavo, when things are going to be so awesome for us, the Jews are going to be at the top, so we're not going to accept converts. The only problem is the Rambam doesn't bring this din in the Yad. And the Yanayim LeMishpat says he was so mech himself in what he writes in his Surah Biyah 13:15 that they weren't Mekabel Gerim in the time of David and Shlomo because they weren't sincere. They weren't doing it for the right reasons. They didn't have the right motivations. In the time of David, Min HaPachad, we made Shlomo because things were so great for us. So too lasid lavo. It's going to be too late. Can't convert when things are good for the Jews, and just it's kedai to be a member of our people. In the Likutei Sichos, in the 25th volume of Parashas Todos, he talks about the klalos hamatzav shalom esolam lasid lavo. They're going to be mekayim the sheva mitzvahs. And he brings to the Rambam says, V'yisakin es olam kul abadis Hashem b'yachad. Sh'nemar ki azafu chalam misaf ha'brura. They're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs. V'naro lov kol ha'goyim v'holchu amim rabim. You see, they're going to be goyim. They're not going to be Jewish. It's still going to be mes olam. And that's the messianic vision, that they're going to come bring their karbonis, even though they're goyim. So maybe when it says Das Ames, it means they're going to be Gerei Toshav, which means they're makabel upon themselves not to be makabel, not to be Aver Zara, to keep the Shevi Mitzvah B'nai Noach. And we see a lot of Nachronim, like the Mishnah Siyavitz and Yordan Simon Gil and other places, that there's Mamasha Chalois Geirus for a Ger Toshav. So maybe that's what it means, Das Ames. They're going to be Gerei Toshav. They're going to keep the Shevi Mitzvahs, and that's a Chalos Geirus, but not Geirus. So they're not going to be Jews. They're going to be top of the line Gentiles. In the Tshuvas of the Kleisenberger, he says that brings the Abbas Eisen on the Ein Yank of the Simon Peites. He asks on that there of Shimon Elazar said in Brachas, Asidim was Gayer, are we Paskin Ein Makabel and Gerim and Losa Mashiach? And the answer is no, we're not Makabel, then they're going to convert on their own, like Rashi and Avodah Zarah, Gerim Gruim. They're going to be Nigro Me'atzvim, they're going to convert themselves. That's actually the word Gerim means. Gerim is mentioned to be drawn, they're going to be drawn to us, even though they're not going to be proper converts, but they're going to try their best. So that's all according to Rabbi Eliezer, who passes Karbanos Akum, and therefore he says that we're going to accept their Karbanos because they're going to be Gerim Gruim. The Rabbanan say they're kosher, shall nechwi kosher. They don't hold of Gerim Gruim. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who says Asidim Lizgayer, is according to Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, in Avodah Zarah. But la halacha that a carbon nachri is kosher, so they're not going to become gerim. And therefore, we shouldn't ask v'hashev lev of them because they're not going to return to Hashem. They're not going to be Jews. And it's a steer in the Rambam because the Rambam paskins on one hand, Parah 1:7, that you're allowed to take an animal from a guy. On the other hand, the Rambam paskins, you say v'hashev lev avdeim lavdecha. So v'hashev lev avdeim lavdecha, that's only according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Asidim Lizgayer and Rabbi Eliezer, they're going to be Ger and Gruim Lemos Mashiach. And then he's the one who explains, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one who explains the pasuk of the fact that we're going to be makabel korbanos to them because they're going to be Jews. And that would mean you say v'hashiv lev of them, Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Brachas. So how can the Rambam pasuk in that way v'hashiv lev of them? Because they are going to convert. And also say pshat that you're allowed to accept korbanos from a nachri. No, that pasuk that lasid love we're going to accept korbanos from the nachri is because they're Jewish. So the Kleisenberger writes, Shalamito Soldovar, the Rambam is Lishitasa and Sof Malachim, Paragit Aleph, Sof Malacha David, Vyatakin Asylum Kul Abed Sashem Biyachet, Kazafu Chalamin, and also Paragit Beis, Vyachsu Kulam Adas Emes. So they're going to be Gerim Gurim. And yet he paskins like the Chachamim, that we accept Karbonis from Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because we're not chayshesh that this person committed bestiality. The Rambam paskins both. Yes, they're going to convert lasid lavo, but that doesn't mean but we would accept their karbanos anyway, even if they won't. Because we're not chayshesh that they're over their animals. Marame the Netziv and Avodah Zarah 24a asks, I understand, Bidei David v'Shlomo Namakab, Bimei David v'Shlomo Namakab Gerim, because it's because of their pachad, because things are so good for the Jews. But the Yemos HaMishkas is not sincere, it's not pure motivations. But Lasid Lavo, it says, Ozafuch, they're all going to be transformed, so it's going to be a good Geirus. So what's the problem? It's going to be sincere, pure Geirus. So why can't they convert? So then it's Ivan's is Xeris HaKosov. Gemara in Yevamis, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis says, Ein makabel gerim lemos ha-Mashiach, v'na makabel gerim lemos ha-Mashiach, ki yotze bo, lo kiblu gerim lo bimei David, v'lo bimei Shlomo. They didn't makabel gerim, not in the time of David, not in the time of Shlomo. Lo says, what's the pasuk that's meramis to this? Hein gor yagur, somebody who's coming to be mizgayer, efes me'osi, it should come at a time that I'm not revealed to the Jewish people. Ephes, it's zero for me. That I'm not revealed to the Jewish people. Migari tach, somebody who's misgayer, who's managalos, alayich yipol. He's going to dwell with you in the future. Aval idach lo. But others not. So this is a pasuk bringing a raya about lasid lava. That there's only going to be gerim bizman that I'm not begalui. When I'm begalui, they're no longer going to be gerim. So the Netziv says, and it's exeris hakosev. The Rambam says that Lasid Lava Lo Yeisa Kol Olam Eladas is Hashem Bilvad, and that includes the Musa Olam. But again, that's Lav Dafka, that they're actually going to convert. But they're going to know. They're going to know Hashem. They're going to be Osek and Das Hashem. So Sof Davar, it seems it's a machlokas in the Gemara whether Gerim are going to convert Lasid Lava. And even if they will convert, how strong will their conversion be? Will they be real gerim? Gerim gururim? We have an explicit opinion that ein makabim gerim mos mashiach. We have a machlokas in Avodah Zarah. One opinion says gerim gururim, which Rashi al kopanim holds are not real gerim. They're just coming on their own. And the chacham don't seem to hold to be gerim at all. We have the Rambam who says they're going to, we have the Ran who says they're going to convert if means literal conversion, or actually, some live in the Ran. His lashon is gerim gemurim. I missed that. He doesn't say gerim gururim. The Ran says gerim gemurim. That changes that. It's a game changer. What they call today. The Ran holds that they will convert. Rashi and Zechariah Yud Gimel Ches Yizgayru V'Yichyu, he explains they're going to be Mizgayr. We have Machlokas and Brachas. Whether they say V'Hashiv Lev of Dam, are they going to return to you or not? And the Rambam Taka Paskins, we say V'Hashiv Lev of Dam because they will in the future convert. So again, does that mean a proper halachic conversion? Lashon Aran is gerim gemurim, not gururim. So it's a difference of opinion in the Gemara, and then in the Rambam, it's also not clear how the Rambam holds. So we will see, please God, soon enough, the Messiah is on the way, and it's Hashem, and we'll be zeichet. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.